What about, you know, when you burn a lot of wood in a fireplace, you'll have this black substance form on the inside?
That's right.
What is that?
Soot.
Is that pretty hard to clean out?
Well, it depends. If your chimney is good and your roof's all right, all you need to do is just throw in some paper and let it catch fire, and it'll just go right up and burn that soot out. But it's kind of dangerous because it sparks and all, well, it'll roar just like an airplane would when you burn it up. He used to use a bundle of fodder to burn them out. They tried to burn it a day like this, you know, when it's down. But to me, it's still dangerous.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, what did you call that substance that was left once the wood had burned?
Ashes. Ashes.
What color was that usually?
It was kind of gray.
Did it make any difference what color it was according to the type of wood you
burned? Yeah, it did. It did make a little difference.
You mentioned chimney. I guess that's the thing you're referring to, made out of brick that the smoke comes out of?
That's right.
You know, on some of these factories that you see, these tall things that the smoke comes out of, would you call that a chimney or something else?
I believe they always use the term chimney referring to.
I see. Have you ever heard them called smokestacks?
Yeah, I have too.
You were talking about, well, I was asking about the living room. I meant to ask you about this piece that a lot of people have in the living room that several people can sit on at one time. What do people call that?
Well, way back there, they called them a bench, and then they could call it a sofa when they were padded and all that. Now, those first ones were not even padded. They were just made out of wood.
I see.
And, but then later on, they got those longer ones and padded springs and so on. They could use the term sofa.
A little bit fancier.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard it called anything besides a bench or a sofa?
I don't think of anything right now. I'm sure there were.
Was it ever called the divan?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Same thing.
Have you ever heard it called the Davenport?
Mm-hmm, I've heard that too.
But it was the same?
Yeah, it's still the same thing.
Well, what about some typical things that people have in their living room that they might not have anywhere else in the house?
Well, they'd have this sofa or in Davenport or whatever they term they use. And then they'd have some maybe stuffed chairs that they wouldn't have in others.
That's it. Can you remember when these recliners started becoming popular?
It must have been something like 8 or 10 years ago.
Very recent.
Yes, in recent years.
That's it. Do you have any, were most of the chairs these straight back kind or?
They were. Cane bottom, most of the chairs were.
Well, what about some typical things that you would have in your bedroom that you wouldn't have in any other part of the house?
Well, of course, you'd have a bed, and you'd usually have a mirror of some kind.
Was that usually just attached to the wall, or?
Well, it both. Sometimes it's attached to what's called the bureau.
The bureau.
Yes.
What was that like?
Well, it was just